Hey, beautiful life, Om Shanti. It's 5 p.m. here in Hyderabad. And it's been a great day today, a great day of transformation, learning, challenges, everything mixed together. Now, one of the biggest challenges that I faced was actually sleep. I had worn this anti-snoring device and I found it extremely difficult for me to get to sleep because my jaw was pushed forward. And after some time, yes, it wasn't feeling comfortable, it was hurting, but I still persisted with it to just see, you know, how its effect is. I did see an improvement in HRV, but my sleep levels were completely disoriented. Now I'm going to wear them again today, and this time I'm going to also tape my mouth, because as soon as I fell asleep, my mouth would open because this is jutting forward, right? So I need to experiment with it, you know, a few more times. That's a big challenge. So nonetheless, I woke up at around 4:30 today, still feeling a little groggy and sleepy because of my irregular sleep. I checked my HRV. It did say that I didn't get enough deep sleep. And so I said, okay, let me just do a bike ride today. And I wore that during the bike ride also. Now, the thing with that device is that it gets stuck to your both upper jaw and lower jaw. And sometimes you salivate. And now to, you know, you have to either drink that salivate, or you need to spit it out. So you have to do that. You have to keep on fidgeting with this device. So the bike ride wasn't that comfortable with in terms to using that for riding. But one thing I noticed was that I was able to be on the aero bar for the longest duration of my time ever, you know, and I felt very strong in my legs. So definitely there was an impact in my form. That is for sure. But comfort level in terms of using it in the mouth wasn't that great. So it is helping me to a certain extent, but it's also hampering me to a certain extent. Maybe I need to get used to this device more often, you know, and that might, you know, help me to overcome these issues. So until unless I don't keep on using it, you know, it's very difficult for me to tell whether this is really useful now, or, you know, how do I, you know, teach people to use this device. So that was one of the biggest challenges that I had. Now, the other challenge that I faced was because of lack of sleep. I knew that I might be moody, I do not know. So I decided that I'm going to focus on a mantra today. So I took a mantra which I have not been chanting for some time. I said, okay, let me choose this mantra. And I started chanting that mantra. You know, I wanted to spread the positive vibrations of that mantra all over myself as well as surrounding me, you know. So I was doing that. I could feel the energy, you know. Not only I could feel the energy, but I could also feel the positivity in me. My emotions were much more stable, even though I hadn't got good sleep. And it went off quite smooth, you know, my day. So that was one of the things that I implemented, you know. Every time I remember, I chant that mantra in my mind. Even now, you know, just before the podcast also, I was chanting this mantra. Now, coming back to my day, I started working at around 8:30-ish, editing the video for my breathing. And then there were a couple of runners who stay in SMR Society, Lina and Veda. They came over and they wanted to take a signed copy of my book. And so I was, I had to chat with them. I chatted with them for some time, I think around till 9:15, 9:20-ish. And then had my breakfast. So today had a late breakfast, and the breakfast was upma. I had upma with peanut butter. You know, I like to chew on something other than just that rava upma. After having my breakfast, I got back to work for some time, and then I had to clean my daughter's room along with my daughter and Seema. So we wanted to, now that she's come back, we wanted to clean off all the unwanted stuff, remove it and keep only the stuff that she needs, you know. So that took a lot of time. We were cleaning, I think, from around 10 to 12:30, nearly 2.5 hours. We were just cleaning the, you can say, cupboards and, you know, all the stuff, and removing all the non-essential items. But finally, we managed to, you know, clean her room. And then, you know, Seema decided to order biryani and go to our friend's place in SMR, whom we had met in Kerala, you know. So we set place an order for this Mehfil biryani. And I think it came in 45 minutes or so, 2 o'clock. So we went to Ravi's house. There was joined by Deepa, husband and son. And together we just ate this biryani. It was nice, you know, lovely biryani that we had. And after eating full stomach, and, you know, we just sat there for some time. 3 o'clock I left from there and I wanted to play badminton with my daughter. So I coaxed her, please, let's play badminton for 20 minutes at least. Because I wanted some movement myself also. And so we went to play badminton. We played for around 25 minutes badminton. And then came back. And then we had a meeting with one of the ladies from Bangalore. So it was just a casual meeting that we had. Basically, you know, behavioral skills is what we were looking at. And once we got that session done, I just took a short, very short 15-20 minute power nap. And then here I am just recording the podcast, you know. So yeah, this is how my day went by. One thing that I have noticed, you know, is it's very important how your mindset is, because your mindset determines your approach towards the day. Your mindset determines how the day unfolds in front of you. You know, when I was chanting this mantra and I was feeling the positive energy of this mantra within me and around me, I could see the positive changes happening within me and around me, you know. So I could feel that change, you know. So the mindset plays a very important role, and mantras are the vehicle for you to channelize your mind in the right direction and not let it waver, you know. Every time your mind wavers from one place to the other, getting it back on track is the most important thing. Now, I have been off social media, newspaper and all this for a long time now. At least ever since I've come from Kerala. And it has helped me a lot, you know. My focus has been fantastic. Though my progress is not that fast, I still feel I can improve on my productivity levels. But the direction is right. The approach is right, you know. So things will fall in place. You just need to have this positive frame of mind and keep your mind engaged in something. If your mind wanders, it's disastrous. And keeping your mind engaged is as simple as just chanting mantra in your mind. You don't have to do anything complicated. You don't have to do anything complicated. Don't give yourself an excuse to watch Netflix or Amazon Prime or anything. Say, I want to relax my mind. No, don't do that. Even when I was riding the bike, I was listening to music. I was not listening to too many videos. Because I know that when I see watch too many videos, YouTube videos, they make me feel tired. So even after the bike ride, I'm really tired. Whereas I should feel fresh after a bike ride because it's not a high intensity bike ride. No? So those small things play a very important role. Well, folks, that's all I have for now. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. I hope you're having a great time. And hope you have a great Sunday with your family and friends. Take care. Om Shanti.